The recording of the Andrew LaPlante teleconference with Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees, Monday, December 5th, 2011, scheduled for 8:30 a.m. Central Time.
Good morning, David Fader.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Dave Fader's on.
Good. Bill McDaniel.
Hi, everyone. This is Andrew LaPlante in the President's office. We'll be taking a roll call in about 5 minutes. Yeah, anybody have any questions beforehand?
Just the one question I had. What we received basically, what, two paragraphs? We didn't receive the entire contract, did we?
Yes, you should have received it. It's 15 pages long.
All right, well, somehow I got screwed up then. Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh, Andrew, this is Butch Teske. I received all the bio information, but nothing about a contract.
I received the two paragraphs, you know, that basically said his compensation and then his increases or whatever it was. Somehow I didn't get 15 pages. Anyway.
If you guys are online, the links are live now on the BOT website.
Okay. Well, I'll ask. There's only, I have one major question. So I'll be,
is the supplemental cleaning one on the website also?
Yeah, there was a problem because I had to get it. Ron sent it to me late last night, and I got it later.
Mm-hmm. This is Sherry. I think I got everything, and I'm the least computer literate, so I'm lucky.
At least that boy, I got it as well. I'm good.
Attorney Bob Rubin.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. We'll be taking roll call in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, Andrew, are you liking your new Outlook messaging calendar invite system?
Yes, sir. I hope it's working well for you.
Yes, it is.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Andrew LaPlante in the President's office. We will be taking roll call in 2 or 3 minutes.
Thanks, Andrew.
Don't forget we need to call the meeting to order first, Andrew.
Is that Anthony?
That is Anthony.
You know, Andrew, he's such a parliamentarian. We should call him Anthony the
Well, no. That was our chair.
Oh, that was our chair saying that.
Okay, then you could be the sergeant of arms.
Oh, Lord.
He's too nice to be a sergeant of arms.
Yeah.
Anna, can you send faxes from here?
Okay, I have 10:01, so let's go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Okay.
May I have a roll call, please?
Trustee Philly.
I'm here.
Trustee Barber.
Yep.
Trustee Fader.
Here.
Trustee Feingold. Trustee Graham West. Trustee Mayer.
Here.
Trustee McDaniel.
Here.
Trustee Mulberry.
Here.
Trustee Plimel.
Here.
Trustee Rubin.
Here.
Trustee Tanner. Trustee Teske.
Here.
Trustee Workman.
Here.
And there are media members on the line.
Okay, I believe that's enough for the quorum. So we are...
I'm also on the line. This is MJ.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
We have on the line...
good morning.
MJ, Dave Keehan, and Dennis Crudell also from administration. Dave and Dennis, are you on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. I appreciate everybody being able to attend this meeting on such short notice. The materials have been sent out, and hopefully you've had a chance to review them. I would like to remind everybody that this is an open meeting, and we do most likely have people from the press and the public on board. As you know, the purpose of the meeting, we have one action item, and that is to approve the new contract for our football coach. And, Craig, I'm going to turn the meeting over to you right now so you can give us a little background information. Let me just make one other comment. Since this is a teleconference and it's not a board meeting where I can actually see you, when Craig gets done with his information, what I'm hoping will happen is we'll have a motion to approve in a second, and then we can go through the discussion section. During the discussion, once again, this is a teleconference, what I would ask is that you identify yourself. I can recognize you, and then if you have any questions or comments, you can go ahead and go through those. If there are numerous, you know, people that want to speak, which is fine and I encourage, I'll keep a list of people, and then we'll go through and call to make sure that everybody gets a chance to talk. So, Craig, I'm going to turn it over to you at this point.
All right. Thank you, Trustee Stille. Let me just explain the process, and then I'll talk specifically about the candidate. The process began, of course, when Coach Schnellenberger announced his retirement back in the early fall. At that point, we began the process of looking at various candidates to fulfill his spot. The president assembled an advisory committee that was comprised of Trustee Anthony Barber, David Keon, Dennis Cordell, Ron Bolger, and Dexter Lamont from Athletics. And we started vetting out the candidates. There basically came from three different categories of candidates. One was Division 1A assistant coaches, Division 1A coordinators, which would be an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, and then, of course, former head coaches who are no longer employed. We didn't have too much of an ability to attract current head coaches in Division 1 because kind of our placement on the pecking order of 120 schools. So we really focused on those first three categories. People contacted me with recommendations of who would be they thought would be good. Also, people themselves, candidates themselves, contacted me directly. And then, of course, through research and knowledge in the industry, I sought out others. And so that's kind of how we came together with the pool of candidates that we came up with. And so I gathered the materials from various candidates, and then I started making phone calls. Numerous phone calls to the references as well as to the candidates themselves to gauge their interest, to see, you know, the qualifications and whatnot. And then I narrowed it down to a group of people that I decided that it was important to go out and have face-to-face visits with them. Now, traditionally in searches, as you know, many times candidates come to the institution themselves and go through a series of interviews and whatnot. But because of the confidentiality that's needed in this kind of process, as well as most of the coaches were currently in the middle of their season coaching, it was difficult for them to pick up during their routine of the week to come out here and visit. And so I felt it was important to fly out there to visit with them. So I flew out to meet with a number of candidates individually to spend about 2 or 3, 4 hours with them to get a sense of who they were, what kind of person they were, and just get a feeling for them. And so I did that for over a period of 2 to 3 weeks. And then I came back with that, armed with that information, and kind of had made some judgment calls. We as a group continued to talk about them. We made more telephone calls and tried to narrow it down to the group of people that I thought would fit our profile. Now, again, as with all searches, you never find that perfect person that fits all the categories you outline ahead of time, but you try to stay as close to that as possible. And so as it relates to Coach Carl Pelini, I had not known him before. I didn't have any preconceived ideas about him, but as I met with him for the first time in Omaha, Nebraska, he presented a great plan to me, a plan that really not too many other candidates had presented. He had sat down and thought out, of course, what he thought was best, not just for his, you know, how he'd present his own information, but also what he thought would be helpful for us at Florida Atlantic University. And one thing that stuck out with me is his ability to recruit and has a great organizational plan for recruiting. And so that was something that stood out with me because I knew that we really needed someone who was a great recruiter, a head coach that could actually go out and recruit. And in this day and age, you really need to have the head guy leading the charge of recruiting. And he has a track record of being a relentless recruiter. So I saw those. I saw his organizational skills. I knew he had this toughness, this discipline that I thought we really needed from a head coach that could keep the young men in line, but also a desire to treat them with, as he says, with mutual respect and shared responsibility. And that really stood out with me because I felt it's important to not just get wins and losses out of these young men, but also help them do well academically as well as prepare themselves for life after football. He struck me as a really great communicator. I talked with Tom Osborne a lot. Tom Osborne's a legendary head coach out at the University of Nebraska who's now the athletic director, and he talked to me about his skills as a great communicator and as a great fundraiser, someone to get out in the community, feel very comfortable with who he is and getting out there and espousing the message. And so I started spending a lot more time with him, drilling down on his candidacy. Talked about accountability and with the NCAA rules, which I found him to be totally on board with that. And we checked him out from the NCAA perspective, and there was no outstanding NCAA violations or anything like that would give us pause in that category. His academic pursuits were right in line with what we wanted to continue to maintain here and maybe bolster here. He himself was an English literature major. He went to Columbia for his first 2 years in the Ivy League, played football there. Then he got hurt, and he transferred back home to Youngstown, Ohio, from where he was from, and finished his English Lit degree in Youngstown, Ohio. But later, through his travels, got two master's degrees along the way. So he understands the value of education. He understands the value of going to class and participating. And he talked about his plan, and as they do it in Nebraska, that the young men need to be there on time. They need to sit in the front few rows of the class, participate, that kind of thing. And they monitor it. The coaches themselves, the visiting or the assistant coaches, go out and monitor their young men in classes. So he takes a holistic approach in that with academics and holds them accountable to that. Now, we have our own institutional policies with mandatory class attendance and things of that nature. So his philosophy fell right in line with what we're doing. Next, he was a coordinator. The one thing I saw is a lot of assistant coaches who might have been running backs coaches for 20 years, but they really hadn't moved up to be an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator. And generally, and I think folks in the academic field would see the same kind of correlation that going from a dean to a president might miss a few steps of experience along the way if they hadn't really stopped maybe at the provost level. Or a vice president level along the way. And similar in football coaching, to go from an assistant coach where you're over maybe the five or six running backs to then being over an entire program, I thought there was some missteps of responsibility along the way if they weren't a coordinator. And so I really wanted to see if I could get a current head coach or a head coach that wasn't fired before a win-loss record. I thought, well, let's go with the up-and-coming coach who has been successful at various levels along the way. And that's what really stuck out with me with Carl is he had been at the high school level. He had been at a GA. He had been at big schools. He had been at smaller schools. He had been at mid-level schools like ours, where he was at Ohio University. And I thought that was important for budgetary reasons and just understanding how the culture works instead of a guy that's always been at the highest level coming in here and seeing our resources and saying questioning whether he can get it done if he doesn't have the maximum amount of resources like some schools do. So I like the fact that he'd been at big schools, small schools, no job was too big or too small. He's not a complainer. He's a guy that will roll up his sleeves and take whatever he's been given and make it better. And then a few last thoughts. He's been tutored by great coaches, Bill Snyder at Kansas State, Bob Stoops at Oklahoma, and of course his brother at Nebraska, some people say, would he be there if his brother wasn't there? But as I know in the industry and everyone knows, is the way in football coaching especially, it's the contacts you make that allow you to get jobs along the way, and that is absolutely true in football. But the question is, how did he do at Nebraska? He's been there for 3 years. Their defense has been outstanding. I watched him this year against Penn State during that critical week when they had those scandals up there, and he went up there. Their defense went up there and shut out Penn State. And the next week against Iowa, they shut out Iowa until the very last. Who was a top team too? Until the very last few minutes of the game. And so I think he brings that mental discipline, that toughness, that success on the field, at least being in charge of one side of the ball or the other, which I thought was important rather than just being an assistant coach. So at the end of the day, we've all hired people. At the end of the day, it is subjective, but it is a very big hire for this university because it's a very visible hire for this university. And football coaches get measured by objective standards that maybe some of the rest of us don't as much, and that is wins and losses. I look at all the coaches that got fired this year, a number of them 4 years ago. Their universities were saying how hopeful they were that a new regime was coming in play, and 4 years later now they're moving them on into something else. I hope that's not the case here. But at the end of the day, as I thought about it, and I mentioned it to some of you out there, that our athletic department, myself, et cetera, are banking on the fact that this will be a successful hire. And if I had to go into battle with anybody, I thought at the end of the day, because there was a lot of good candidates at the end of the day that I thought if I choose one or the other, I'd probably still be okay. But I thought the test for me at the end of the day was to recommend my judgment and trust my judgment of being able to hire good coaches like we have with Mike Jarvis and Coach McCormick in baseball, who have won their conference championships within their first 2 or 3 years of existence or of their tenure. And I thought, who would I trust out of all these people with all the tangibles and intangibles? And at the end of the day, I felt that the guy I would trust with my career on the line also is Carl Pelini. And that's why I recommend him highly to you at this time, and I look forward to big things out of him in the future. So that concludes my remarks, Trustee Steele. I'll turn it back to you.
All right. So at this point, I would entertain a motion to approve the contract.
This is Sherry. I'll make the motion to approve the contract.
May I have a second?
Second the motion.
Yeah, Dr. Sanders seconds
it. Okay. At this point, we can open up the floor for discussion. Is there anybody that would like to have any questions or comments?
This is Sherry again, and all of you know that I'm not exactly the football expert. However, I would like to congratulate Craig. I think that you have found us a rising star, Craig, and I really congratulate you on the effort. Thank you.
This is Dave Fader. I too want to congratulate Craig and the team. I think you've got a big-time coach at a big-time school who's got a big-time brother, and even if we just get some of those leftovers from Nebraska, and we're going to be in great shape. So I think it was a great, great choice.
Yeah, this is Dr. Feingold. I just want to congratulate Craig. I know you did a hard work in and getting this coach to our team in South Florida, and I welcome him to our community, and congratulations on a great pick.
Trustee Silly.
Yes, Aiden.
This is Aiden. Yeah, I got to get to a final exam in a few minutes, but I wanted to say
good luck,
that I wanted to say that I had a few reservations at first, but after I actually had the opportunity to meet with Carl and Craig, and I think that he's the right guy, and I think he understands the body of work that's ahead of him and what it's got to take to really get this program on the map, and he's got to be in the trenches really doing a lot of the work. And so I want to congratulate him on the job, and I really wish him all the best and the students rally behind the football program and that we can put a winning product on the field. I think he's the right guy at the right time.
Thanks, Aiden.
It's Abdul Mowbray, Craig, and your team. Congratulations. I, too, spent a lot of time researching Mr. Pelini's background, and really think you ultimately made the best decision for the school, and I think we're going to do great. So congratulations, and thank you for your hard work on it.
Thank you, Abdul.
Are there any other comments?
Hey, Bob, it's Paul Tanner.
Hey, Paul.
I'm just going to reiterate what Abdul said, and organizationally for you and the president and the staff getting information to us to read and review so we could get on the meeting and be comfortable with everything. And Craig did a really excellent job, I think, in vetting this coach and finding, it looks like the right person for the, putting a round peg in a round hole, which is always good.
Thanks, Paul.
Very encouraging.
Bill McDaniel, I have a question for Craig. The press, which is always a dangerous source, mentioned that there were some issues about assistant coaches' salaries and I didn't see anything at all about that in the contract as I read it. Was there some resolution about that, or was that simply misreported?
I'm not exactly talking about our own salaries.
Craig, it's hard to hear you. I don't know if you're on a speaker or cell, but can you?
I'm on a speaker in the conference room with David and Dennis and Ron and others. But were you referring to the assistant coaches?
Yeah, the press said that something that was holding up the negotiation was the salaries of assistant coaches, yet I see nothing about this in the contract.
No, that wouldn't be in the contract.
Yeah, that wasn't in the contract. I mean, certainly a big thing for head coaches when they get hired is to find out what the salary pool for their non-assistant coaches would be. And the way it works in the industry is you give them a salary pool and say you can use this amount of money to pay your 9 assistant coaches any amount that you want as long as you don't exceed the sum total of the salary pool that we've given you. And so that has been a source of discussion with every head coach, including Carl, about what is that amount that we're going to have. And we as a conference and whatnot compare the salary pools from other schools, et cetera, and we try to benchmark it at a proper place that we can afford, but that's also competitive. So Dennis and myself and David and whatnot have an appropriate figure. And so he's comfortable with that figure that we've arrived at and have given him a number, and now he's tried to get a staff to 9 people that amount of money.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob, this is Butch Teske.
Hey, Butch.
How you doing? I just wanted to tell Craig I appreciate his fortitude in getting the job done. It was done very professionally and very effectively. And I appreciate him calling me and letting me know because I sometimes don't get all the information. Like, I did get it. I didn't get all of it, like the copies of the contract. Probably a printer problem or something. But I do appreciate Craig calling me. Job well done.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob. This is Bob Rubin.
Hey, Robert.
I read the PowerPoint or the dirty that Carl put together, and frankly, he does 3/4 of what he says in here. It's pretty amazing. Great guy. Found the right guy. I went through all of this. I just very confident that he's the right guy.
Okay, I believe that's just about everybody.
Bob, this is Tom Orson.
Hey, Tom.
And, I had some trouble getting the backups, but worked with Craig and got the information and discussed the questions I had with him. And I think Carl fits very nicely into our program of producing not only good athletes, but good all-around professionals to go out in the workforce. So, again, I would congratulate Craig. I think he's done a good job in trying to get a person who will fit with FAU and take the program forward.
Thank you, Tom.
Anybody else?
Bob, this is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
I just want to say that, you know, it was a great opportunity to be a part of that advisory group. And as we went through, there were some really good people that were on that list. But one of the things that made Coach Pelini stand out was the work that he did, you know, the package that we got yesterday, that you saw yesterday. And it's one thing, you know, everybody wants to be a head coach. It's a whole nother thing when you find somebody that is competent that wants to be at FAU. And that's what clearly came across. And I'm excited about beginning the new era.
Okay. Is there anybody else? Okay. Let me just make a couple comments. I had the opportunity to talk to Coach Pelini last week, and he comes from kind of a bedrock of college coaches and great players up in the Youngstown, Ohio area. And like people in Florida, you know, he He loves football. He's a very hard worker. He has great values. And I'm confident that he's going to bring us a winner. And as Anthony said, and I was thinking this earlier this weekend, you know, we got the guy we wanted. And there were a lot of people out there that wanted to come to FAU. But we got the coach that we wanted. And as importantly, he wants to be here. You know, he wants to be an Owl. And you know, it's just a recipe for success. And he's going to do a great job with the football program and the young men that we recruit and play for the FAU Owls. So I'm extremely pleased, and we'll certainly vote in favor of this contract. With that, I will close the comments and ask for a motion to approve the contract.
We have that already.
We had that.
Okay. In that case, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed?
No.
There's none opposed, correct?
No.
Okay. It carries. Congratulations, Craig. And that takes care of all the business we have.
Eric, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday and healthy new year.
You too. Okay.
Thank you. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
Motion
you
to
all.
Adjourn.
Bye.
Second.
Bye-bye.
All in favor.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Well, congratulations.
Anybody else on the line?